Hello, my name is Kathy Palmer. I am lead program manager for the system administration for the HPC team, and I'm very happy to be here today to talk with you about our new offering for Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. This is our third product launch in the series of Microsoft's cluster software offering, and I'm happy to say that I have been involved in each of the releases. Today, I have the honor of presenting to you our solution for system monitoring for HPC. We really have worked hard to make Windows Server the mainstream way to solve scaled out business, engineering, and scientific computational problems. In 2006, our first product release was focused on small clusters and focused on traditional supercomputing in the areas of engineering, modeling, and computer-aided engineering. In 2008, our next release focused on making provisioning clusters easier for divisional-sized clusters of hundreds of nodes. Automated provisioning improved scheduling and support for interactive, service-oriented applications were the primary focuses for our customers at that time. Now, with this release, in 2010, we turned our attention to management and performance at larger scales of 1,000 nodes or more. And also, we listened to our customers who wanted Microsoft to integrate better with non-Microsoft infrastructure. This slide shows a nice all-up view of the benefits of Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 in providing a comprehensive solution that offers significant benefits to system administrators, application users, and application developers. For system administrators, HPC Server offers simplified and easy administration through a comprehensive integrated management tools, rapid deployment to very large clusters, and leveraging of existing Windows Server administration skills. For application users, HPC Server offers a familiar Windows environment, easy access through a single sign-on, and remote access and integration with existing infrastructure for easy access. Also, users can take advantage of hundreds of ISV applications that have been optimized for Windows. For application developers, HPC Server offers a comprehensive set of tools for development of HPC applications. The rest of this video will focus on the system administration offering for Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. So what does an HPC Server cluster look like? A basic cluster looks like this. You have a head node and a bunch of compute nodes. Both are managed by an Active Directory domain. You may also have one or more brokers that manage the services running on the compute nodes. And users access the cluster through a client console, maybe a web or SharePoint portal, or through an API interface embedded in applications. But wait, there's more. HPC Server supports up to three networks: the enterprise network for corporate access, a separate private network for management traffic between compute nodes, and an optional application network to isolate application traffic. For example, this is often a high-performance network such as InfiniBand. In order to meet our customers' needs for production solutions, HPC Server also supports failover head nodes, so that in the presence of a head node failover, jobs can keep running on the compute nodes. Failover broker nodes also are supported so that services that are running on the compute nodes can continue running without interruption. For reliability and performance, customers of very large-scale production systems also wish to leverage their existing enterprise SQL servers instead of installing separate databases on the head nodes. And finally, ever since Microsoft first entered the HPC market, customers have been asking for a way to use their workstations for HPC jobs during off-peak and low-usage times. HPC Server 2008 R2 has evolved to meet all these requirements. Besides the broad support for production quality requirements, HPC Server also has evolved to meet the needs of large-scale systems. Our initial offering, Compute Cluster Server, released in 2006, was tested at and targeted for about 64 compute nodes, with top 500 runs reaching a 400 node scale. Windows HPC Server 2008 was tested thoroughly at a scale of 256 nodes, with top 500 runs reaching the range of 2,000 nodes. And our most recent release endured comprehensive testing at a 1,000 node scale. And we've changed some of our design to be able to operate in performance and usability at that scale. And we expect to run large systems at 4,000 nodes or more. In order to achieve this scale, then we've invested in better troubleshooting at scale, higher resilience, and better failure recovery. Some examples of these investments are the ability to separate the databases for job scheduling, management, reporting, and diagnostics, and support for remote SQL servers, and improvements in large-scale provisioning performance. So with that brief overview, I want to turn our attention for the remainder of this video to the capabilities of Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 System Administration. And you can see from this slide that our administration console offers a single integrated console for all administrative tasks, from configuration deployment, monitoring, management, job management, reporting, and diagnostics. For this video, I'm going to be focusing on job monitoring and node management, two of the areas in the top row of this slide. Other videos will cover other areas for a whole overall view of system administration. This slide summarizes the feedback we received from Windows HPC Server 2008 and that we have incorporated into our newest release, Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. Primarily, customers have again and again asked for management experience in which clusters are easy to deploy and manage and where cluster status and cluster health is easy to discern at a glance. From our Windows HPC Server 2008 release, customers have asked for more monitoring and more targeted troubleshooting and better reporting. And as I've said, customers have been asking for the ability to use their workstations for HPC workloads. These are the new areas of investments for Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. And next, I want to talk about the improved management and monitoring. So first, let's talk about system monitoring. In order to provide a comprehensive system monitoring solution, monitoring must provide three things. First, monitoring must provide an at-a-glance view of system state for immediate identification of health and anomalies. Second, we must have the ability to efficiently drill down to find the root cause of the problem. And third, we must be able to take action for immediate and effective resolution of the problem or issue. Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 is unique in offering a comprehensive system and job monitoring of small and large clusters from a single integrated console and through command line and scripting. And what this allows is it allows systems to be maintained and have high availability and health for business productivity. So here is what Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 offers for system monitoring in these areas. For at-a-glance monitoring, our performance heat map has been very useful for seeing outliers in performance counters at a glance across the nodes of a cluster. With Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, most recently, we've added support for progress tracking of deployment and job progress so that the administrator can easily see when long-running operations are not progressing and take action. We've also added health monitoring, which rolls up a composite view of overall node health. Many of the additions of Windows Server 2008 R2 are in the at-a-glance category, and this makes sense because the more that the admin can see of problems or outliers at a glance, the less time he or she has in need to drill down to find the root cause. But for drill down, Windows HPC Server 2008 has job and node filtering for search and customizable node groups for targeted monitoring. Also, We have the notion of pivoting that's used very consistently throughout the administrative council, and it correlates state information. For example, you can see a performance counter outlier while viewing the heat map, and you can select one or more nodes and pivot to the jobs that are running on those nodes. Or you might be able to pivot to the operation log for those nodes. You might see a diagnostic that failed and pivot to the nodes that failed that diagnostic for further investigation. And new to Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 is the ability to pivot to operations or failed diagnostics from a node health view. In terms of this last area, take action, the administrative council has always had a context-aware tasks visible for all areas of management. And for our new health view, tasks are available to run diagnostics or cancel operations based upon the health. So let's take a look at the council. Here you can see the node management navigation pane. It looks very similar to the System Center UI interface or an Outlook interface. So it's a very familiar interface to Windows administrators, where we have navigation panes to navigate to different parts of management, configuration, node management, job management, diagnostics, and charts. On the left-hand pane, you can see the ability for the administrator to select different node types to focus on. And on the right-hand pane, you can see actions that the administrator can take. The middle pane is the detail pane, where at the top you can see the list of nodes that have been focused or filtered on, and at the bottom you can see details for a particular node that you might select. So we offer compute node, the ability for administrators to create their own set of nodes to group by as well and add groupings to this list. In addition, we allow the ability to create different views of the nodes, either a heat map view or a list view, and you can also create multiple heat map views where you select multiple different sets of performance counters and or multiple list views where you focus on different node properties. For example, you might want to have a tab that focuses only on the network properties of nodes. And using these tabs, then, you can easily click through and get an at-a-glance view from different perspectives of your node state. For the node list view, you can have sortable columns so that you can quickly view outliers in any node property that you might want to look at. And you can track long-running operations and access the operations history from the details pane if you select on a single node state. So you can see from the screenshot here, if you select a particular node state, you can have tabs at the bottom for node health, for properties, for network, for metrics, and in this case, operations and provisioning log. And then you can also have the ability to search on different node names or search by groups. So here is a look at the heat map view for the cluster. And you can see here a pretty small cluster and the ability to see up to three performance counters for each node, where each performance counter shows a range of values by a coloring of values from lightly colored to darkly colored in a color band. We also have the ability to zoom in and zoom out so that you can see multiple nodes very quickly. And at a 1,000 node scale, this looks pretty busy. So you can see at a glance 1,000 nodes on a screen without scrolling, but it's pretty dense, and the ability to see three performance counters at once at this scale is not a very good experience at this scale, but at a small scale it's very powerful to see more than one performance counter at a glance. We offer the ability to customize the heat map and to choose an overlay view. And also, as you can see, for each performance counter, you can choose which color range you want, and you can choose a minimum value and a maximum value, and you can even flip the scale so that the larger values are in the light colored range and the smaller values are in the heavy color range. This is so that you can see the dark colors show the outliers at a glance on the heat map. And you can also choose a logarithmic scale if you want instead of a linear scale. And finally, for some administrators, you can display the maximum metric value from the past X number of seconds. So if the administrator goes away and comes back, he'll want to see the outliers within the last 5 minutes and not see the outliers as they change in a 1 second interval. So these are all the parameters that they can choose to try to target what view they want of their heat map. If they choose the overlaying view, then what you would see is the first top performance counter would be the highest priority counter to show. And if its value is in the heaviest color range, that value would show. Otherwise, if the second performance counter was in its most significant range, that value would show. Otherwise, the third performance counter's value would show if it was in its heaviest range. And if none of these performance counters was in the heaviest or most significant color range, then the first performance color would show. So here's an illustration for that same set of nodes. And you can see, at a glance, you can see the outliers. You can see some green nodes and some blue nodes that indicates the second and third performance counters. And you can see the heat range of the first performance counter at a glance, very simply for this large scale. However, let's consider this heat map and notice that we do have two outliers for two different colors. And if we look at the heat map this way, it's hard to tell what might be if that outlier is significant in terms of location or group. So we also, in Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, have the capability to define for each compute node a primary, secondary, and tertiary location. We also allow for Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 the ability to define for each node up to three different levels of location. So here's an example where I set for the compute nodes a primary location of a node type, compute nodes. And then the secondary location, I'll identify for all the compute nodes which rack it's in. And I may have a third level if I wanted to identify a blade or a chassis. So with this type of input, then, that same heat map can be shown in a location-based view. And here you can see from a glance that the outliers in performance counters are really due to the node type. So I have changed my view to be a location-based view rather than an all-up node view. And you can isolate and see all of the performance counters for each rack in the cluster. And this would help you maybe identify heat issues or power issues that might be causing the performance counters to show outliers. So summarizing up, we have the ability to view node state by location to find at-a-glance outliers, and to easily take action, in this case, to multi-select, as we can with any heat map view. You can multi-select on the nodes, and we can track up to three location levels per node. Finally, these parameters can be set for location, can be set in a node list, which I'll talk about later as well. Also new for Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, is a new aggregated health view. And in this view, we have a single icon that represents the overall health of the node, either OK, warning, or an error state. And then when you click on the node health tab for a node, you can see the different views of health that make up the overall health of the node, either its node state, whether it's online or offline, or connectivity, whether the head node can connect to that compute node, or whether there was some operation that may have failed, or whether a diagnostic failed, or the provisioning state, whether the provisioning failed for that node. We want to provide context-aware actions. So here, in this case, we have links that allow you to pivot to the operations that might have failed, or pivot to the diagnostics that run that might have failed. So for example, you can see on the screen we had some operation that failed, and so we can pivot to the operations view, which is shown here, and you can see for that node that there was some operation that was reverted. If you select that node in the lower pane, you can review the operations log, and you can see in this case that the administrator had canceled the operation. So overall health now can be easily viewed by a recognizable icon to show at-a-glance outliers. And we have context-sensitive actions that can be defined to drill down and find out what the errors are. And so we can easily take action by multi-selecting, pivoting to failed options, or pivoting to diagnostics or canceling actions. In addition to node status, we've also added the ability to show progress for an application that's running on the cluster. Here shows a single progress bar that shows the percentage of tasks that have completed for the application. The application itself can use a new API, and it can set that progress by identifying a percentage completion that the schedule will then report through this interface, and additionally it can identify a progress message saying I have completed this stage of the application, for example. And for services running on the compute nodes, we also have an all-up aggregated view, which shows how many clients have successfully connected to the service, how many services have failed, and how many are in progress. So you can see an all-up view for services as well. So in summary, Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 provides comprehensive monitoring of your cluster to provide at-a-glance view of system state for immediate identification of health and anomalies, efficient drill down to find root cause, and the ability to take immediate and effective action to resolve the issue.